The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In any election year, and certainly this one is no exception, there's a lot of talk about the economy. Steve Beshear seems to have only casino gambling as the answer to Kentucky's down economy. David Williams says he will eliminate corporate and personal income taxes in order to give people the money to invest in their own businesses. He says this will restart the economy. Both candidates are trying to use the economic condition in Kentucky to move voters to their side. But just how important are economic issues in an election? While Williams' plan is definitely more biblical than Beshear's, the real question is, should the economy be the first concern of government? And to determine that, we have to answer the question, what is the purpose of government? Our Declaration of Independence answers this in a wonderfully brief but truthful manner. It says that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Government servants are to protect the God-given rights of life, liberty, and property. Other than keeping one man from taking away the right of another man to produce, government has no legitimate place in the economy, including promoting casinos. The more government is present in an economy, the more sluggish that economy becomes, being burdened down with unnecessary regulations and restrictions. Our founders in America taught that individual solutions to your economic problems were the real way to fight poverty. Ben Franklin taught that the way to solve the lack of income in your life was to think up some product or service and then convince people that they needed it. This, of course, requires faith. Faith in God to reveal to you a product people need, and faith in Him to give you the ability to market and produce that product. The Pilgrims were wonderful examples of this. Faced with starvation the first winter, they cried earnestly to God to show them how to get the food they needed. He provided them an Indian named Squanto, who taught them how to stalk the deer and plant corn so as to be able to live here. When a 12-week drought threatened their food supply in the summer of 1623, they set aside a day to fast and pray to find out why God had withheld rain. After a day of repentance over personal and community sins, the rain returned. The Indians took note that the Pilgrims' God listened to their prayers, and many of them began to turn to Jesus Christ as the true God, the one who could deliver them from their selfish natures. Instead of all these political words about the economy, isn't the real issue faith? Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Jesus made it plain if we as an individual or a nation would seek the right ways of God and live by them, God would see to it that our labor would be rewarded with all the food and shelter we need. So will you vote for candidates who stand for the right ways of God in protecting the life of unborn babies from abortion and who protect the family from the homosexual agenda? David Williams has consistently voted in the Senate against abortion and the homosexual agenda. Steve Beshear has consistently promoted abortion and homosexuality. Which is the closest to the Bible position on these issues? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, seminars, revival meetings, and Wynn Schools of Evangelism, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.com. That address again is heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.